Welcome! You're listening to Information and Conversation about Network Marketing, where you become an industry insider. You'll learn the skills, strategies, insights, and step-by-step techniques you need to get on the fast track to network marketing success. And now your host, entrepreneur, author, coach, and network marketing enthusiast, Dale Moreau.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning into this podcast. My name is Dale Moreau, your host, and this is podcast four. Follow-up is like an all-star baseball game, playing consistently day in and day out. You know, follow-up is like an all-star baseball game. I'm able to field some of the hard-hit grounders, and sometimes I knock the ball over the fence, but if it weren't for consistency in stepping up to the plate day in and day out, we wouldn't have a winning season. And follow-up requires consistency by building rapport and gaining trust. And the only way that you can earn trust is by building a relationship with the prospect. In fact, rapport skills is knowing trained words and right questions. And the only way to consistency with follow-up is by doing follow-up each time that you speak to a prospect. Now, in podcast two, I spoke about breaking the ice with the prospect by a proper introduction to network marketing, learning what to say and how to say it. And I gave you a script on doing that. And if you want to hear more about it, look up podcast episode two, Prospecting Scripts to Cold Market Calling to Break the Ice Recruiting the Most People into Network Marketing. Now, we speak of the follow-up and being consistent. And so I want to show you what trained words can actually do to actually follow up and get the prospect engaged and either join the business or buy products or both. Let's say we had a phone call. Now, you have to understand that I'm going to go back to podcast number two if you want to see what I said, and this kind of leads up to the follow-up from podcast two. A phone call is made to Jim at the appointed time, and I call telling Jim about the company, reminding him of what he told me in our previous conversation. Now, what Jim had told me was, basically, he told me his pain. He told me that he was hurting, and this is why he was hurting. And now I'm going to offer a solution to solve that problem. So I say, hey, Jim, Dale calling our appointed time. I do have other people to call before 9 p.m., and I want to make this first phone call quick. Let me tell you about the company, and this is my quick introduction. And this is important, folks. These are the two things that you must do. This is the way you actually break the ice. This is the way you actually bring down that level of tension that between you and the prospect and build rapport. Jim, the name of my company is XYZ. Now, most people I talk with about XYZ because they actually love the way it makes income for them and makes them a success. The cost is $1,000 plus shipping and tax. That's about $2.85 a day, less than the cost of a good cup of Java. As a matter of fact, the only two reasons some don't join is they really don't understand the program or that times being so tough, they can't afford the $1,000. What I'm going to do is just present you the basic facts about our opportunity. And if you like it, fine, we'll get started. If you don't, that's fine, and that's okay too. Is that fair enough? Jim says, thanks, Dale, for being up front, and it's cool with me. Great, let's get started. Jim, let me get this straight in my mind, and this is where I recall his pain when our first initial conversation happened. You know, at the restaurant, you shared with me some things. You can't afford a new home and other things for the baby. You have a crushing debt from doctors and other creditors, working 70 hours a week and not making the ends meet, and seeking a second job is a strain on you and your wife. It takes away spending time with your wife and baby. Do I have that correct? Jim replies, yep, that's pretty much covers it. So, if I can help you, and this is the right words to speak, so if I can help you with ridding yourself from crushing debt, firing your boss, and walking away with four times the pay a month, working only 20 hours a week and not 70, spending more time with your wife and kids, and traveling to exotic places all over the world, all expenses paid, you'd be open to that, right? I ask the question and I give the solution. I show him I have solutions for his problem. What's Jim's reply? Absolutely, Jim says. And then I say, based upon your answer, my company is a good fit for you. Jim, as I stated a few minutes ago, I don't have a lot of time. And I've got to get on the phone, and this is important. This is called a break in communication. I'm sending over a link to an 11-minute video. It explains a little bit about our company and how quickly my company can help with solving your finances, lack of time, and job problems so that you can put them in the past and live a bright future as you were meant to live. Does that sound good? Jim says, I can't wait. Great, Jim. When you can carve out time to see the video, let me know. And after seeing it, I will call you back. Will it be this evening at 9:45? And this is where you give them a choice. Will it be this evening at 9:45 or tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.? Jim says, tonight at 9:45 is perfect. And I say, great. The video is going out in a few minutes by email and text. Look in your spam folder if you don't see it. Otherwise, you will have a link in your message box and you will be able to look at it at 9:45. Folks, that's it. That is all I say. That conversation takes less than 5 minutes. I get off the phone and I send Jim the link at 9:45, not before, because you want to make sure he gets the link. And you call him before sending out that link to let him know that you're doing so and if he's ready to receive it. That way, there's no mistaking that he received it and he will acknowledge that he has it. That's it, folks. That's all that's required. And I hope you enjoyed tonight's podcast. And I look forward to speaking to you again in the next episode. So I'll see you then. And I hope to see you on the other side of success.
You've been listening to Information and Conversation about Network Marketing with Dale Moreau. For more tips and tricks and to enroll in one of Dale's elite coaching and training programs, visit dalemoreau.net. Whether you're learning the basics or refining your niche skills, you'll find the tools and resources you need to become a network marketing leader. Thanks for tuning in. See you again next time.